Dreamscape presents The Trial of Adolf Hitler, The Beer Hall Putsch, and the Rise of Nazi Germany by David King. Narrated by Jeff Harding. Prologue. A large crowd gathered on the usually quiet Blutenbergstrasse west of Munich city center. Mounted guards, plainclothes detectives, and two battalions of state police troops patrolled outside the red brick building. Nobody was allowed to enter without the proper stamped pass and accompanying photo identification. Once inside, in a small room down the long corridor, security personnel checked for hand grenades in purses or daggers in stockings. It was February 26, 1924. The first day of the anticipated high treason trial that would mesmerize the country. According to tips picked up by the Munich police, thugs and hooligans planned to swarm into town, disrupt the proceedings, free the accused, and perhaps even stage another insurrection. Just before 8:30 that morning, the defendant, Adolf Hitler, entered the packed courtroom. He wore a black suit with an Iron Cross first class and an Iron Cross second class pinned to his jacket. His hair was slicked to the left, and his mustache was clipped short and square in a style derided as a snot break. He stood 5'9" and tipped the scales at 170 pounds, the heaviest he had been in his life. Still, he looked small and insignificant, concluded a reporter for Berlin's Vossische Zeitung, and much less imposing in person than was suggested by the photographs circulated.